It's Tuesday, and on the WSIU Almanac, Good Housekeeping magazine was published for the first time on this day in 1885. And 99 years ago, General Motors purchased the Chevrolet Motor Company of Delaware. This Saturday, Heron is having their spring cleanup starting at 10 a.m. And if you'd like to get involved, meet at the Heron Civic Center back parking lot, and you'll be assigned an area to clean. Also in Heron, mark your calendar for May the 12th, which is a Friday. That's the day the Heron Rotary Club's annual spring barbecue takes place to support Heron High School scholarships, the Heron Downtown Revitalization, and the Heron Canine Fund. What did Carbondale look like back in the 1960s? Photographer Tom Davis has a collection of images from Carbondale's past, and you can see the exhibit right now at the Corridor Gallery at the Carbondale Civic Center. This collection of black and white photographs captures daily life 50 years ago. And you can browse through the past at the Civic Center Gallery Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 5. And that's the May 2nd WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Hello, today is May 2nd, and here is your WSIU Almanac. 5 years ago, a pastel version of the popular painting known as The Scream sold at auction for just under $120 million. Locally in Olney, the COPD support group meets today at 1 at Richland Memorial Hospital. For more information, call the hospital, 618-395-7340. In several weeks, you can support the Women's Center in Carbondale at their second annual Mother's Day brunch starting at 11 a.m. The location, Field of Dreams in DeSoto. And by now, of course, you know that Southern Illinois is making plans for our eclipse visitors. And I recently went to Mount Vernon and visited with
Grace McDowell, and I am the new marketing executive for Mount Vernon Tourism.
And what are her thoughts of the upcoming eclipse, especially what does it mean for the people of Jefferson County?
It's very exciting. Very exciting to have people from all over the United States and even other countries be coming here to Southern Illinois just for this. So, you know, if they take vacations in the region in the years to come, they'll remember us and they'll want to stop by and stay in our hotels and eat at our restaurants and just enjoy the many events that we have going on.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for May the 2nd. Have a good day.